Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the elite community colleges in the entire country. In fact, Northeast is known for being the top community college in Mississippi in preparing our students for the workforce, and now the Institutes of Higher Learning in Mississippi, IHL, have named the Boonville-based college as one of the top community colleges in the state in preparing its students for success at public four-year universities in Mississippi. You can go to our website at nemcc.edu to find out more information on that latest award. Time now to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, with the latest here at Northeast. Dr. Ford, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Will, and good morning to everyone again. It's always an honor to be able to address the Northeast family and everyone that listens by when we put it out on social media and all across the state. So we're very fortunate to be able to do this and as a way of communication. So thank you, Will, for the opportunity again to do that. I don't have a lot of information this morning, but I do have some comments to make that I think would help all of us. And the one thing is this, you know, I can't say enough how much we appreciate the effort and the resilience that everybody has shown throughout this time. For the last 5 or 6 months, has been extremely challenging. Sometimes it's very difficult, and I've got to commend everyone again for just being able to change directions in a moment's notice, do some things that we have to do in order to make sure that we continue on and maintain the excellence that we have in instruction and other areas across the campus. One thing I do want to remind everyone of, too, is that we need to make sure that we continue to educate our students and our fellow employees and colleagues about how important it is to stay focused and maintain the vigilance as far as wearing masks in crowd, staying away from crowded places, avoiding situations that would put us in harm's way of contracting the COVID-19 virus. It's really, really easy at this point in time when we see numbers start to come down that we let our guard down also. And at this point in time is where we really need to dig in and maintain our vigilance about educating each other and wearing the mask, staying out of crowded places, distance ourselves from each other, and then also wearing the mask correctly and washing hands frequently. And I would like to request each and every one of you to address this to your students whenever you meet with them in a classroom, whenever you meet with them in a group, that you emphasize the fact and how important it is to wear your mask and wear it properly. Cover your mouth, cover your nose, especially in a crowded situation. Not so much when you're out in the open by yourself and you're properly distanced from anyone else. That's not really the issue. The issue is when you're in close contact with one or more people and you share the same airspace and you're breathing the same air. It's very important to cover your nose and cover your mouth and make sure that we don't transmit that disease. So that's very important. The Labor Day holiday is coming up, and it's very important that we respect the Labor Day holiday. We don't get ourselves in situations and we bring the virus back into our campus. So just caution everyone about being very diligent in protecting yourself and during the Labor Day holiday, and wear the mask, distance yourself, and wash your hands. And I know we're tired of hearing all that, but please continue to do so. I do want to also remind everyone about a couple of recognitions, and I may have mentioned this last week, and if I did, please forgive me. But I'm really proud of the work that our instructors, our faculty are doing, because we are preparing our students for universities. We're preparing our students for the workforce, and that's the bottom line, and that's what we want to do. IHL has recognized us as one of the best colleges for preparing students to be successful at our universities, with one of the highest GPAs in the state. And we're also the best colleges for the number of students receiving a BS degree and completion rate at the university. So this says a lot that We have, first of all, we have tremendous instructors that are doing a fantastic job of teaching and instructing and being very innovative, delivery system and the platform that we're using there. So again, thank you to all of our faculty that are doing such a great job there. And that is a result of it. So we're proud of our students too for the work that they do. I do want to remind everyone, Dr. Sasser will be sending out updates and information concerning our SACS on-site review for accreditation, which will be coming up September the 29th through October the 1st. And this will be a first that I'm aware of. It will be a virtual accreditation visit, so everything will be done virtually. But what I do encourage you to do is take the information that Dr. Sasser will be sending out to you, look at it, read it, study it, and educate yourself and make sure that you're prepared for the visit. As he has mentioned several times, you know, don't answer a question that you don't know the answer to. You know, if they ask me a question and I don't know the answer to it, I'm going to be honest with them and tell them, you know, hey, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll find out for you and let you know. That's the correct way to address that. So we encourage you to do that. So please pay attention to the information that Dr. Sasser sends out to you daily or and weekly concerning our SACS on-site review coming up in a few weeks. I do want to remind everyone that football season will be starting October the 1st. We will be playing Holmes, and then the second game will be away, and then the third game will be a home game, and that's the game that we're actually looking at, the homecoming game, which will be October the 15th. Now, just assuming that we've got to make sure that we contact all the appropriate offices and make sure that that's good, and we've got to conduct the homecoming elections and things like that. So just putting that out there so that you will know. I do want everyone to please enjoy the Labor Day holiday coming up. And as most of you know, we have provided an extra day on Friday. So we encourage you to take that time off and spend more time with your families and things like that. But please be careful out there as you go. So we will observe the Labor Day holidays from Friday, September the 4th, and we will come back to work on Tuesday, September the 8th. So everyone have a great Labor Day holiday and be safe while you're out enjoying time with your family. So, and saying all that, as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thanks again for doing these weekly messages throughout this entire pandemic. A couple friendly reminders before we wrap up this week's show. Don't forget, just a reminder to please fill out your screening form each day before heading to work or class here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And a Labor Day reminder, Northeast will be closed on Monday, September 7th in recognition of Labor Day. However, with the nature of evening and online classes, those classes will actually meet on Monday the 7th. Northeast will also close at 4 p.m. this Thursday, September 3rd, for an extended Labor Day holiday. The college will reopen at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, September 8th. And with that, we'll put a wrap on this week's show. A special thank you to Michael Miller for all he does each week behind the scenes to get us on the air. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.